in total 30,000 people went to Australia from Ireland, and this is happening every single year for the last number of years. We want to engage with them and tell them that there is still hope in Ireland. We want them to participate in rebuilding Ireland. We want them to campaign on having votes for the Irish diaspora, whether they're in Australia or in America. We will also be leading on our alternative to austerity to tell them that there is an other ways in terms of immigration that we can rebuild our country, and we'll also be launching our United Ireland platform. So I'll be doing that along with somebody from our international desk over four cities over 5 days in Australia, which will cover Sydney, Perth, Melbourne and Canberra, and hopefully engage not only with the Irish immigrants, but we'll also be engaging with Australian politicians, Irish groups in Australia and the trade union movement in Australia also.
Now, a lot of the young people who go over to Australia only end up being there temporarily, as if they don't get sponsorship, they won't be able to stay. Is this a ploy by Sinn Féin to get votes when these people return to Ireland?
Well, I don't think you travel halfway around the world looking for votes. There's, you know, a lot of work that we can do in terms of looking for votes on our own doorstep. This is a genuine effort, and Sinn Féin has a long history of engaging with the Irish diaspora, whether it's in New York, whether it's in London, or now where they are now today in Australia. I myself was born abroad. My parents were forced to immigrate in the 60s. I was lucky, my family were lucky that we returned home. Many of the young people in Australia, unfortunately, will never return home, and that's the harsh reality of immigration. I know, talking to the parents, mothers and fathers, how they feel when their sons and daughters are far away. And I know what it's like, you know, for those parents that are watching their grandchildren being brought up over Skype. So this is about engaging with them. It's making sure that they aren't exploited.